At the west tip of Texas, a line divides us from them, and they on the other side, they all look like me. Yet on my side, we sit passively nearby while the other side allows a slow genocide. 500 missing women, some claim more, some less. Some dismissed as runaways against parents' protest. Hundreds found dead, hundreds still missing. The exact count is a mystery. And those disappearing daily, they all look like me. I am a dead ringer for an army of the dead. Mexico slaughtered sisters, all young, long dark hair, dark skin, petite. Some say pretty. My family would in my absence. All young, all lost or dead, and they all look like me. Some foolishly hunt for one serial killer when bus and cab drivers, even cops, are under suspicion, and the ever-growing numbers reflect an entire society where young women are expendable. Young women like me. Mothers recognize raped and mutilated remains, daughters' clothes with mismatched bones, DNA that doesn't match. This shirt was my sister's, but these aren't her slacks. This skirt was my mother's, but that's not her hat. Dumped like trash, burnt to ash in the desert that keeps its secrets. One body found dumped in the middle of the street, in a neighborhood not unlike mine, on my side of the line where I am alive, and my father reclines in his retired military easy chair bliss of Fort Bliss. Mom and Dad warned to be careful but aren't overly concerned when my brothers and I cross the border from El Paso to Juarez for late-night cheap college drinkathons. As long as we stay on the touristy path that may exploit but do protect Americans and our American dreams, see, we are different. And even my parents don't seem to see all those missing women. They all look like me. But I am told we are different. Less Mexican, less poor, American, thus worth more different. But all I can see are all the eerie similarities. They all worked like I do. So many last seen going to or coming from work at U.S. corporate owned maquiladora factories, but I'm told this isn't an American issue, and I'm lucky here on the safe side. Safe, yet still not out of earshot of the distant cries of families searching ditches and roadsides, bearing snapshot after snapshot of my brown eyes. Have you seen this girl? She is my daughter. La has visto, es mi niña, mi bebé, mi esposa, my wife, my baby. Have you seen this face, esta cara? When you fit the profile of a predator's prey, you can't help but take the crimes personally. I am a symbol of those who survive, mouth open in defiance of their silence, spared by a line drawn in the sand between their grandparents and mine. And if that line had fallen someplace closer to home, someplace, say, between you and I, who would I be? What would my worth be then? And if silenced, who would speak for me?